The United Nations has revealed its bleak outlook on the ailing health of planet Earth, with average global temperatures expected to rise 3 degrees Celsius by 2100. The report says that on current trends, world forecasts are likely to breach 1.5 degrees sometimes between 2030 and 2050 as large quantities of fossil fuels are causing heat to become trapped in its atmosphere. Tim Jarvis is an environmental scientist and explorer. He told The Wire's Jared McLaughlin about where international governments have gone wrong in their fight to eliminate climate change.
Collectively, all of the world's governments have got together under the auspices of the United Nations climate change process, and they've come up with plans that when you aggregate all of the commitments, don't get us to the 1.5 degrees Celsius we want. They don't get us to the 2 degrees Celsius, which is the 2 degrees Celsius of warming that we've agreed is the kind of the maximum we can allow, but they get us to more like 3 or 3.5 degrees Celsius. And I think that is a failing. I think it's a failing. We need to be far more ambitious, and that governments in many countries have to be doing more to get us to the point that we want to be at and not beyond it.
Could the federal government's continuous in action towards tackling man-made carbon gas emissions pose a severe, irreversible threat to the planet's ecosystems?
Well, yes, I think Australia has not done anywhere near enough. The Australian total carbon emissions are only about 1.5% of the global total, but let's put that in perspective. We are 13th on the list of 197 countries in terms of emissions. So our 1.5% is still very high. And the other thing I'd say is that just because our contribution is only 1.5%, if we're not seen to do something, then I don't think we can reasonably expect bigger countries with bigger emissions to act themselves. What India, China, Brazil, Indonesia often say to us is, you know, why should we be more ambitious if you're not? So I think it's a case of us setting a positive example. The current government, the federal government, I'm not sure are capable of doing that. We have a Prime Minister at the end of the day, Scott Morrison, who I think fundamentally doesn't really believe in climate change. Let's not forget he took a piece of coal into the federal government only 2 years ago, saying why should we be afraid of this? So I'd be very interested to see what happens come May.
If global temperatures surpass 3 degrees by the year 2100, what will this mean for the future survival of planet Earth and the human species?
Well, if we surpass 3 degrees by 2100, the planet will be okay. Humanity will not. Many of us will not be able to cope with 3 degrees Celsius of warming. Let's not forget that the average temperature of the Earth is only 15 degrees. That's an average temperature of the Earth across the whole of the Earth. 3 degrees of additional warming above 15 is 20% warmer. Many farmers, many businesses, many irrigators, many businesses in the manufacturing sector, many families, many people will not be able to make their businesses work with that level of warming, meaning drier weather or more extreme weather. Places more prone to flooding will get more flooding. Places prone to drought will have more extreme drought. And for anybody that can't cope with a 20% warmer or higher energy world, is going to be in trouble. And the large sectors of the world's population are in that position, let alone Australia. So bad news for us. The planet will continue on. The question is whether we continue to play a role.
Tim Jarvis, environmental scientist and explorer, ending that story by The Wire's Jared McLaughlin.